they're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
It's me, Mr. Gower, George Bailey.
You're late.
Yes, sir.
George. George.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're God. Not paid to be a canary.
No, sir. Mr. Gower, do you want something? Anything?
No.
Anything I can do back here?
No.
I'll get them, sir.
Take those capsules over to Mrs. Blaine's. She's waiting for them.
Yes, sir.
Where did you find this?
In Syria, there, haven't they, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a charge, sir?
What yes, acting?
Charge.
Mr. Gower.
Get going.
Lovely.
Why, that medicine should have been there an hour ago. It'll be over in 5 minutes, Mrs. Blaine. Where's Mrs. Blaine's box of capsules? Did you hear what I said?
The Don and Mike Show.
You bailed on it, huh?
No, he's not retarded.
He bailed early on that one.
Merry Christmas, Christmas come this time.
Merry f***ing Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
Well, way up north where the
let's just take a call. And we'll get Dude Walker in here. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Hello. What's happening? Hi there.
I swear to God, I can't stop laughing. When you asked to see Rob's balls.
Okay.
The preceding caller waited on hold for a very long time and then had virtually nothing to say.
He was tickled, so to speak.
Where is Dude Walker?
Dude.
He's here.
Oh, dude.
Dude Walker, he's
our man.
He's this guy.
Merry f***ing Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Most people know who Dude Walker is.
Man, I wonder if he had to shave. Probably need like one of those garden supply things.
My God, if Rob has a generous...
Oh, my God, look at this. He's got the Santa hat and everything.
Red sweater.
The great Dude Walker. Hi, dude. How are you?
Look at you.
How are you? And happy holidays, Dude Walker.
Nice to see you, children. Santa dude is here.
Let's there he is.
Oh, my goodness.
Santa dude.
Hard to fit over Santa hat.
Putting his headphones on right
now. Oh, let me sit down. Oh, feels better now.
Listen, there's the pipes.
Oh. There he is.
Had a hard time on your old beltway.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Lots of Christmas shoppers, Santa, right, Santa?
Santa caught on the 315 from Yuma.
You know, Santa used to be disc jockey in town. People don't remember all the time.
Oh, sure, Dude and Doug.
Yes, Doug and Dude and Doug.
Why don't I just talk to you for a while?
Okay.
And do like Don Rickles did on Tonight Show and ignore the host.
That's right. Treat me like Ed. That'd be fantastic.
I'll try not to stay in character the entire time. Drive you out of your mind.
Yeah, could you estimate how many spots you've done as Santa over the
years?
How many
spots? Quite a few. I've done more auditions. It's fun to audition.
Yeah, to be Santa.
It is fun because
for some reason Santa's always the same voice.
Yeah, auditioning voice wise to be Santa Claus,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. And then
it's always like this.
That and the Halloween stuff. It's all those strange little spooky and jolly voices.
Exactly.
Love that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, you love that stuff too.
It's fun. It's fun.
So nice to see you guys again.
It is nice to finally see you. We haven't seen you in a couple of years.
I last saw you at the studios in Fairfax.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we've done a couple of sessions ISDN. But then we lost that when you moved here.
Right.
I'm using technicality. ISDN meaning my studio.
Over the phone.
Hooked up to you.
Mm-hmm. Dude
so
is
now
here.
I have to send you stuff. Directly.
Yeah, he's here in studio with us today. Yeah, normally, when we have him on the show, he's in his studio at home. Yeah,
right.
Like the Grease Man.
And Dude, for those of you that don't know, is a voice guy. He's a guy that you hear on radio and television stations and on TV commercials that does commercials and does voiceover work all around the country. And that's his thing. And he used to be a very successful disc jockey here in the Washington, D.C.
And
market.
This is now what he's most famously known for.
Oh, God.
Merry Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
Although the best one is just the one that just says, God damn it.
He's been doing that one for years for us.
If I was that successful as a disc jockey, I wouldn't be doing this voiceover stuff.
You did fine.
I did fine, but you know, this is much better. You get to stay in one place for a while.
Sure, and you've been doing this for a long time.
I have been, because before then, I was in city after city. You know, Don, you go from city to city to city, and it's hard to keep a marriage going.
So now you work out of your home, right?
I do that.
How many radio stations/TV stations do you have as clients now?
You know, right now, radio and TV is not as big as it once was for me. Not that I'm not pursuing it. It just,
Pixie!
Career has gone off in other directions. So I do all kinds of narrations and stuff like that.
Well, I know that when I drive around, I'm still the kind of guy that like listens to AM stations at night.
Right.
And
That's where I still am.
I'll hear like, you know, sporting news radio. And all of a sudden I'll hear, you know, all about the NFL.
Right.
And I'm expecting them to go, God damn it. Sporting news radio. And I still catch you on plenty of radio stations.
Yeah, no, I would say a couple dozen of each for TV and radio.
But that's a part of your career that's the obvious part of your career. I've always been fascinated by the extra part of your career where you will occasionally be seen in some piece of film or
true.
TV.
That is true.
What is the last one you were talking to us about where you said look for me and I went back and I saw some movie
was
and
it
there
the
you
West,
were
or was it the West Wing?
Or was it the West Wing that you were on?
I was a reporter on the West Wing, but I was also Minority Report.
Minority Report. Wow. That's right. He's in Minority when you go on. And it's usually when a big group of reporters have you've had speaking parts though, right?
Well, I've had several of them, but the frustrating thing about Minority Report is that there was a nice big scene as a reporter.
Really?
Where I got to question a guy and all that. If you go back, and who's going to do this except you and me, you when the guy is watching the TVs, if you listen, there's one voice that sticks out from reporters on the TV, and that's me. Like, oh, there I am. That's what.
That's pretty pathetic,
that's it.
Dude.
I know. That is pathetic.
Well, they pay you the same amount of money whether you get cut out or not.
You got to grab everything you can.
Exactly. I brought you gifts.
Oh, you did?
Why, yes.
Wow. We love presents.
Santa Dude has brought you gifts. And where's Santa Dude's headphone volume?
right here.
He's starting to lose his hearing. By the cord.
Here you go, dude. Follow the cord.
Louder or softer,
that's
dude.
Just fine. Good right. for Santa's own. Oh, my goodness. Listen to this. I brought you Little Chocolate Godiva. Al Roker statue is here. You're going to love these.
How gay. Okay. All right, very nice.
There's one for you. What are you saying about Al?
That's nothing at all.
This is one for you, Don. There you go.
I like the Happy Holiday Dude Walker stickers.
Of course, that way I can write it all.
That's it.
And we've got one here for Buzzy.
Wonderful.
Hello,
thank you,
Buzzy. You've been good this year.
Everybody loves chocolate.
That's
course, fantastic.
One for the man who's about to lose some hair.
Oh, very good.
For
Robbie.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
Thank you, dude.
Thank God I don't stay in character. How annoying would that be?
I would like you to, if you don't mind, we'd like to put you to work during the segment because you are such a recognizable voice talent. And besides, on air as a DJ, all of the voiceover stuff, I still think you're best just like reading narration, telling a story with your voice.
Okay, good.
Would you mind?
We'll find out. Would you mind?
Would you mind? This is a dry read.
You don't want him to pre-read this, right?
Oh,
no.
That's always fun.
The Legend of Black Peter.
Ah, very good. All right.
I've not heard this. I've not heard
this. Oh, it's a great story.
The front page or just the highlighted part?
He should stick to the highlighted parts, I think.
Just read the highlighted parts?
So we can go back if we need more detail.
All right, so now the beginnings of the story. Hold on, let me see.
There are a lot of highlighted parts here.
My God.
Does he have good light for this?
So I think we turn that light up for him.
All right, let me get some music.
Spoken like a man with eyes over 50 like mine.
Oh, man, that's the first thing to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we can now all enjoy the story of Black Peter as told by...
Dude Walker.
Dude Walker.
Here
love
we go.
It.
Often portrayed as a mischievous or even mean character, parents used to tell their children that if they had been good... Zwarte Piet. What's this?
Zwarte Piet.
Zwarte Piet.
Zwarte Piet. Will bring them gifts and sweets. But if they have been bad, Pete will scoop them up, stuff them in his huge duffel bag, and spirit them away to Spain.
This is the story of Black Peter.
My goodness, who turned the light down?
Oh, that's Rob. The light.
Don't
Rob,
turn the light
down. No, that's
down.
Not I, Rob's
I,
fault.
Okay. Do I do what's in parentheses or not? Oh, my God.
This is the Rob highlighted part
okay,
here.
Okay, then it's Spain.
Yes.
We'll pick it up from Spain.
Spain.
Okay. A logical place of origin for the black assistant from the time of submission of heathen Moors during the Wic Reconquista. Reconquista.
No.
We decided we'd give you the most difficult text to read on the show.
God. Though this is he's developed a stutter. Though this is considered increasingly outdated nowadays, he can still carry some type of whip or scourge, especially a birch, which could be used for birching Or, in modern words, to chastise children who have been too naughty to deserve presents.
That's what Black Peter does, right?
He takes the kids and he puts them in his bag and he takes them to Spain.
And he hits them with a birch stick?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Birch.
My, my, what a man. The character of Zwarte Piet is increasingly controversial in its modern interpretation,
right,
which is often similar to blackface and can bring similar social consequences, if you know what I mean.
So it can cause controversy, what he's saying. That's what dude's saying here.
Sure can, dear boy.
Sure there.
During recent years, the role of Zwarte Piet has become part of a recurring debate in the Netherlands. You know, the Nether region.
Sure.
The origin and appearance of Zwarte Piet is seen as a form of racism that promotes a negative stereotype of dark-skinned people as evil, stupid, emasculated, or foolish.
It's very controversial.
Who he?
These same behavior and physical characteristics are shared by the typical character in the condemned early 20th century American tradition, blackface.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take it from blackface.
Right.
Blackface. Even though many European countries do not have a high level of exposure to the tradition.
Right.
Since the last decade of the 20th century, there have been several attempts to introduce a new kind of Zwarte Piet to the Dutch population.
Isn't this great? Like you're watching the Discovery Channel.
It's exactly like I felt like I was watching National Geographic.
You are such a talented dude.
These Zwarte Pieten have replaced the traditional black makeup for all sorts of colors and have been introduced several times in an effort to make Zwarte Piet acceptable to all inhabitants and to create a character that is politically correct.
Very good.
These multicolored Pieten, unpopular amongst the Dutch population, and are not catching on.
Oh, they don't like it. They want to go back to the original.
Nay, nay. In 2006, the NPS replaced the black Pieten by those rainbow-colored Pieten, but in 2007, they reverted to the traditional all-black Pieten.
Pieten.
I say hear, hear.
Pieten. I guess Pieten would be Peter.
That's right.
Pater.
Oh, my God. What a story.
Is that it?
Is that it?
That's all I have.
That's the only highlighted part, the story of Black Peter.
That's right.
Told by Dude Walker on this Christmas show, 2007.
Now, that's why you're the greatest, that you can come in off the street. You had no idea the pronunciation, where we were going.
Dude, you might find this interesting.
Beautiful reading.
Rob Spiewak was just fascinated. And then his best buddy Dom was fascinated, too, with the story of Black Peter. They were absolutely riveted by that.
And,
I remember there was one particular holiday show where we lingered on the Black Peter story for a good two breaks.
Well, you know, a lot of the reason we did was that it bothered Mike so much.
Criteria for most comedy on this show.
It bothered him to the point where we actually called the Netherlands and called a hotel and got a guy who said, oh, yeah, we know all about Black Peter.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, we have him come out in the street with St. Nicholas.
What a strange story.
He travels by boat.
He does.
Yes, he does.
As opposed to sleigh, like our Santa.
Or skates or something.
Yes. From Spain.
Santa Claus has different incarnations all over the world, Rob.
Yes.
We found that out when you were researching him. Now I remember the pictures.
Here's one of the really great pictures, Mike.
Right.
These are the type of pictures that made Mike uncomfortable.
Let me see.
Oh.
Because, see, there's Zwarte Piet.
It really did. You've done many more things uncomfortable that have made me more uncomfortable on that. Now that makes me uncomfortable.
Historical.
That's
pictures.
For sure. Show me all your toys. All your little toys. Yes, sir.
I got a nice salt and pepper shaker.
There it is.
I see that.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I see that.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Ceramic there.
Very, very happy. Put it
These
back.
Are racially incorrect.
Do you have the toilet paper roll cover that looks like that? I used to sell those at the roadside down in Kentucky years ago.
That's probably where they would sell
them. Talking about ebony and ivory living in perfect harmony.
Yeah.
These racially incorrect salt and pepper shakers live right here. Right next to Brett Favre and Peyton Manning.
There it is. Yeah.
Over there you go. It's equally balanced over there then.
It's a balanced studio.
Yeah, it should be.
You see, I can offer some more balance, although not balanced in size because this is a much larger picture. You have the picture of Robert the Angry Mailman.
Well, that's who that is.
And directly underneath him, the picture, my new favorite of the Christmas card from Morris Jones.
Oh, my God.
And then the actor from
Paul Scofield.
Well, what have we here?
With a personal greeting to me.
Yeah, here's one of the artist rendition of Zwarte Piet, which looks like something from a bad racial cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Black Peter rides over the rooftops with Sinterklaas, listens down chimneys to check children's behavior, delivers gifts. Even some ask if he's bad. He's extremely popular.
Yes.
The Dutch think even now he's fun-loving and mischievous, and he's a good guy.
So Black Peter,
good guy,
who punishes the children, is more popular in some cases than St. Nicholas,
right?
It's
like Larry King wrote this thing. Uh-huh. And he's a good guy.
Good guy.
Good guy.
So my favorite part is where if the kids have been bad, they go to Spain.
That's they're right. Put in a bag.
In a bag.
Put in a bag. You know what? You say I'm uncomfortable with this. Do you know what I say to my daughters when they really are misbehaving, when I'm being lighthearted about it, Don? You know what I say to them? I swear to God, I could talk to both of them right now, and I say, hey, be careful. I will put you in a bag, and that's all I have to say, and then you'll hear from the bag, and take you to Spain. You know how cute little kids are? And take you to Spain.
Here's a recent addition to our Black Peter file.
Mm-hmm.
This comes from this year in Switzerland. We got a picture of a guy named Schmutzi, S-C-H-M-U-T-Z-L-I.
I see nothing.
It's Schmutzli.
Schmutzli?
Schmutzli.
Dude, if you would be a love and read the bio for Schmutzli.
Schmutzli is nearly all brown.
And now, there's a picture of a guy. This is not like an artist rendition. This
right.
is a photograph from a month ago of a guy, looks like a homeless guy in blackface, walking around in Switzerland.
Yes, Schmutzli is nearly all brown, dressed in brown. With, yes, brown hair and brown beard. And a face darkened with lard and soot. He is St. Nicholas's helper in Switzerland.
Another one, right?
He carries a switch and sack, but no longer uses them. Children used to be told that Schmutzli would beat naughty children with the switch
right.
and carry them off in the sack to gobble them up in the woods.
Ooh, that's worse than Spain.
Today, there is no more talk of beatings and such kidnappings.
There's no more story. There's no more talk of beatings and kidnappings.
Your children will be kidnapped and don't behave during Christmas.
Oh, God.
Schmutzli will eat you in the woods and back of your house. H-A-U-S.
Outstanding.
Wow.
You're good. You know, you make me want to put on my jammies with the feeties in them and get to bed. Uh-huh.
And hear the story of Schmutzli.
Tell Read me about another Schmutzli. One.
Thank you so much. Don't take me into the backyard and eat me after the Christmas dinner.
Well, we are up on a break. Turn the lights back down.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
That's
I just
right.
couldn't, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's a little bright. Dim in here.
Santa's eyes are
there. It's now. A little dim, and we're a little dim.
Now we got it. Q107 lighting going on in here.
Wonderful.
It's the main music monster in the morning, Dude and Doug on Q107.
Schmutzli, right on cue.
So, dude, let me see. What will you do when you get in your car and leave?
Are you going to any other radio stations bearing gifts of chocolate?
I must say... rubber balls and liquor.
That's good.
I like it when you say it. Rubber balls and liquor.
What will I do when I get in my car and leave?
Well, there was no easy way to seg into, you know, this is like, well, dude, as always, it's great having you come by. And
such a great holiday visit.
And, we don't want to give you the bum's rush and make you feel like your time here was not appreciated by us. It was.
Oh, Santa understands.
But, of course, we do enjoy the gifts, and we thank you for stopping by. And now, of course, it is time for you to get the hell out. And we do appreciate you stopping by, as usual, dude.
Oh, Santa's not finished.
Santa's not finished
Santa
yet.
Knows where you parked.
And thank you for reading the story of Black Peter.
Yeah.
What? Rob Spiewak writes,
yes.
Dude Walker was a much better Christmas miracle than Morris Jones.
Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Yeah. Absolutely. But you know, Mojo's going to have his feelings hurt now.
He'll try harder next year.
We don't want that.
And just before you leave, do you have any advice for Rob Spiewak with his shaving? Is there any? You've never had to do that.
Oh, my
you?
Goodness. Yes, I have.
You have?
Oh, God.
My best advice is don't look.
Wow.
Don't
look.
Don't look.
That's dangerous, though, isn't it?
I can look while I shave, though, right?
Oh, certainly. But then course, stop looking.
When Dude had to do that, he started on Friday. It ended on the following Wednesday. Unfortunately.
He had to hire three Mexicans.
That's right.
And Schmutzli.
And Schmutzli to come by.
Three big balls.
Oh, my God.
Use a mirror, but not when you're in the sun.
You don't want to get burned where you're not supposed to.
Oh, God. All right, well, where are you going when you get in your car and leave?
I will be getting... I just want to say rubber balls and liquor when he says that.
Happy holidays, dude.
Yes, no, I'm going north. I'm going going to Glastonbury, Connecticut.
Oh, my hometown.
No, I'm just kidding. I said that because it's your
hometown. You always remember that's my hometown. You always get me with it, too.
I know that. Well, there's 6 inches of snow up there.
Oh, that's right. Got to call. You give this man anything, and he just runs it into the ground.
That is not dirty.
Oh.
Well.
That is not dirty.
Please to explain.
Jesus Christ. Rob, have you seen reflexes like that before? You would have thought he's T.O. catching a touchdown pass as he goes simply, you know, the word is head. You've got a big one, Rob.
Yes, I know.
Use it, please.
Oversized head.
Don't hit the button. I mean, how else are we going to tie in what Mike said?
He'd revisit it.
About his mom.
I didn't say anything. I was recanting a story. Recounting a story,
your
she
mom
told me.
Said, well, that Bill Clinton went down just because of a
That's what she said.
I see.
87 years young.
Well, she can say it then.
Sure. It was in the context of saying that, you know, George Bush has been doing all this. He doesn't get into trouble. And, you know, they persecuted Bill Clinton. All because of it. And I went, Mom!
And she said it.
Don't say that! You Mom! Said the words, Mom!
Now that means she knows what it
Mom!
Is.
Oh, now stop it, please. I'm a Christmas miracle.
She's
please.
Done it.
Now, hey, you know what? Whether that's true or not, those are fighting words.
Only with your dad.
Look at the innocent look. The baby eyes that I get
there.
So
which would you rather have? She's known it all along, or she just found out about it a couple of weeks ago?
I don't want to. You know what? I don't even like the subject.
Right.
My ears are getting hot right now. They truly are. My ears are actually getting hot.
If you do make your way up there, she'll throw a log on the fire for
you. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Say hi to Mary.
I'll do that.
Thank you very much.
See Mike's hot mom.
In the nutmeg state.
87.
Yes.
Hot. You bet. That's the first word that comes into my mind, too. Say hello for me.
Oh, I certainly will.
Very good.
Santa, dude.
Very good.
Ah.
Okay, well, Don and Mike to break.
Okay, dude, happy holidays to you, my friend.
Oh, same to you.
Merry Christmas. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.